This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, that's Limbaugh's theme. Black Limbaugh? No, I ain't the Black Limbaugh. I'm just the Black Kevin. Oh, Black Kevin Chambalamba. Oh, Black Kevin Chambalamba. Got the thing going high. Yeah. So, wait. Did I watch football? When? Over the weekend? Of course not. Why would I want to see rapists at work when I can watch Democrats on C-SPAN? Huh? Shut up. Did I watch football? You know I don't watch football. Was that a test? Seriously, you just messing with me? All right. Anyway, we got an audience here that I want to take care of, if that's okay with you. All right, let's do this. Meghan McCain, I love this. Meghan McCain tweeted, "Suck it, Bannon." And I tweeted back, "That's sexual harassment, isn't it?" Anyway, glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We got a lot to talk about. We've already talked about a ton. Yeah, we talked about a ton. GOP torpedoing what's-his-face, Moore, and Jeff Flake tweets during the time. You know, he's like, decency was back. We talked about that. We talked about the Russians fixed that election. It ain't over. Oh, no, not my senator. Yeah, we're not accepting Doug Jones. I talked about Doug Jones' cultural appropriation of a black man's name. Man, what's up with that, Doug Jones? Can't you get a white man's name? Oh, I guess Doug is a white man's name. But Jones ain't. What's that, Jonesy? Oh, my goodness. I went on a Twitter rampage the other day. I did. I was upset. After Roy Jones lost, I tweeted, "Hey Democrats, how's that Russian collusion working out for you?" And I just want to remind them there's some stuff they want to talk about. We just finished talking about the FBI text. How's that Russian collusion going? Because you know what? I'm not hearing much about that. Manafort supposedly, what'd he do? He like ran an ad he wrote an op-ed or something under another name and all that. Manafort's going to end up in prison. But who cares? He's got nothing to do with Trump. I want to know, where do the Russians come in on all of this? Somebody let a brother know. Hey, here's some news. Oh, you know, before we get to the news, I tweeted this too. Love how Democrats thank black women for defeating Roy Moore. Did you see that? They gave black women, they said that's the reason Roy Moore lost and Doug Jones won. And black women probably thought Doug Jones was a brother. And that Doug Jones used to sing that song. Baby, baby, baby. Anyway, I tweeted this. Love how Democrats thank black women for defeating Roy Moore. Throw them a barbecue rib and some cornbread for their vote. Hashtag you go girl. Now that's funny right there. That's funny. I don't want to get all get her done guy funny, but yeah, that right there, that's funny right there. That there's funny. That's funny right there. Because it is. They throw Negroes a bone, you know, and then they're like, ooh, yeah, thank you black ladies for voting for us. That is patronizing. Thank you, black women, for because I mean they broke out the demographics supposedly and told us who voted for whom. Who voted for Roy Moore? White men mostly. Yeah, you want to know why? They're tired of being accused of stuff they didn't do. Remember when I told you guys all the statistics of all the things you get for being a man? Like, to visit your children after you pay a gazillion dollars of child support and your ex-wife does a number on them, plays head games. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's so much fun to be a dude in the world. The majority of us are the ones killed in war. You know, the majority of us are the ones that are killed by suicide, by homicide. I mean, it's a joy. I'm not going to repeat, you know, the whole all the different statistics, but go look it up. I mean, it's not, it's life, people, right? Single mothers catch hell. Single mothers are, you know, they're more likely to be on welfare, blah, blah, blah. You can, you know, it's not always good for everybody. But it sure ain't, don't make men, being a man a bag of rolls. You be a man, and that's just all easy then. Yeah, sure is. Very easy. Oh, man, what else y'all want to talk about? Oh, you know what? I was going to give you the news. Minnesota named a lieutenant governor, Tina Smith, to replace Al Franken. And I want it to be known. I tweeted this. Tina Smith sexually molested me 25 years ago. And I want somebody out there, please get in contact with Gloria Allred and have her hook a brother up. Because Tina Smith should not replace Al Franken and become a senator. Because now it's regression. I went to a hypnotist and he told me that, Kevin, you were molested apparently by Tina Smith. I didn't even know who she was until they told me she was going to be the lieutenant governor. But I went to see my hypnotist and he said to me, you were molested, man. I can tell. The minute you walked in here, Kevin, I knew you'd been molested by Tina Smith. Wink, wink. And I was like, well, wink, wink, nod, nod to you, my friend. I certainly have been. Now, what's in it for me? Wouldn't it be nice if I could seriously come on this radio show and say, hey, guys, brother hit the lotto. Yeah. You know, after my settlement, people go, Kevin, man, where'd you get that Ferrari? Where'd you get that Lamborghini, bro? When'd you buy that new house? Dude, let's just say I came into a little bit of money. Oh, man, Tina Smith. Going to replace Al Franken. Is there somebody get some dirt on. Does it have to be legit? Look, find a dude. Handsome guy. That worked for her for 15 minutes until, hey, she molested me. She grabbed me right by the crotch. She pulled one of those Holly weirdo things. Yeah. Why not? If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. We'll play that clip here in a second. You'll get a clip. You'll get a kick out of this. If it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Did you cut the clip? Don't tell him. Don't tell him who it is. Seriously. No. The audience doesn't know. So why should a producer? Look, there's a pecking order here, folks. Kevin, the audience. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The audience, Kevin, then you guys. Almost got it messed up there. Don't tell the audience I messed it up. All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about. You'll see this whole senator thing's got an interesting twist to it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio show.
You a football fan? All your whole life? You notice how football's whack now? Things are changing? It seems like, look, this may be old thinking, okay? Now, when I came up, you a football fan? No? He's not. Like, what dude? Like, that shocked me. Like, dudes are a football fan. Oh, I don't just live too about it. Like, football, it's not like the game. When I came up, dude, football was it was gladiated. It was angry. It was angry. It was just, like when we hit somebody, when I played, if you hit somebody and he didn't get up, like we didn't hold hands with the other team and pray, like hold hands and everyone prays for him to get up. We used to do a Indian, like a hump dance circle around, like, and be like, and our crowd's like, he's paralyzed. That's right. We'd be looking for his mother crying, like, that's right, lady. That's what you get for letting him out here with killers. He can't even wiggle his toes. Take his socks. Take his socks. We would tie his socks around our helmet for the next week. Like the next team, they knew, oh, that's the team that be tying paralyzed niggas' socks around their helmets to scare them next week. And it ain't like we were thinking about harming somebody. It's just that's what we did. Right?
Welcome back, you terrorists. See, what Patrice O'Neill's talking about there, that is exactly the way you have to approach politics. Everybody wants to be all, oh my gosh. It's so in the martial arts, we do the same thing, but that's an individual sport. You kick somebody in the crotch or whatever, you stop, you get on a knee, and you're sorry. But if you're whooping somebody's head, yeah, I'm talking about it in a sparring match, in a ring, you're not apologizing. I told you guys, many people know this about me. I had a friend, his name is Barry Byers. I was fighting Barry Byers, who is a killer. And I was a brown belt, Barry was a black belt. And he said he wanted me to move around with him because he had a fight. And he says he wanted somebody fast. So he picked me. And Barry outweighed me 50 pounds. I mean, he's a heavyweight, North Texas heavyweight champion at the time. So I get in the ring with him. And he comes in and boom, I mean, I bust him. I hit him just with everything I had. And it shocked me that I was able to do it because I was quicker. And as soon as I hit him, I was like, oh, say, Barry, sorry. And he went, what? And he looked at me with this mean look. And he threw me against the wall, and he just starts pummeling me because I couldn't get out of the way. And he's boop, 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 hitting me, and the dude kicked like a horse. And it's all I can do to just try to get elbows in so he couldn't hit me hard. And I was still fighting. And then he did that for about 15 seconds, and he stopped me. And he says, don't you ever apologize. That's your job. He says, I brought you in here to be quicker. So after that, it didn't matter who I fought. If you said you were, yeah, Kevin, I'm training. I got a match coming up. I got a deal coming up. Okay. Boom. And I went at you hard. So what I'm saying is we can't be chumps. We can't be, it's okay, But I mean, I'm not saying we lost in Alabama. Big deal. But you know what I'm thinking right now? I'm training. Wait till November in 2018. Watch who you fight that time. You better be watching the tape because you're going to get a whooping. So every issue that comes up, I'm not shaking your hand. I'm not helping you off the mat. I'm not helping you off the ground. I'm looking, like Patrice said, I'm looking for your mama crying so I can go, yeah, would you bring your kid down here? Whatever. I know that sounds cruel, but we're not talking about team sports. We're talking about our lives. You guys want to play games? Play games. Pretend that you don't have kids and grandkids. You don't have businesses. Pretend that you're okay watching other people get their way with lunacy, and you just, oh, it's no problem. I mean, so what? They're bringing in illegals, and one of them shot Kate Stiley, and others are out there raping people and robbing people and killing people with gang activity, bringing over drugs, sex trafficking. It doesn't matter. Come on. They got better things to do. Everybody, let's go to the club. Let's go grab a cocktail together. Let's all get together and watch football. It's a pansy sport now anyway. So, yeah, I take it very seriously. I hope you guys do too. I'm looking at all the things that are happening around us being revealed. And this is sort of the, I don't want to get all biblical on you, but I do it from time to time. But, they say God will reveal these things. You don't understand why things happen, but it's being revealed. Obama for 8 years. Why? Why, Lord? Why? You looked up to the heavens. Lord, why? The first time he got elected, I kind of understand, Lord, because this racism thing will go away. But the second time, y'all were let me tell you, I talk more. I should, if I had got money as a shrink during that time, I could have paid a good solid down payment on my next home. I was talking white people off the cliff for days. Kevin, brother, What are we going to do? The Supreme Court. Oh, my gosh. We've got massive this. I can't believe it. I thought we had it. And I was telling everybody, Romney going to win. Romney going to do it. Because statistically, Romney couldn't lose. I still don't believe he did. But God is now, calm down, calm white people. Please, please, white people. White people, I've got this. And so it was revealed. God revealed to us. He's going to be so bad. Barack Obama will be so bad that you won't have to worry. Don't worry about it. He'll be horrible. He will decimate the Democrats. Republicans will win governorships. They will win, more seats in the House, more seats in the Senate. And I will bring to you a Messiah with funny hair. And so it was revealed. What's being revealed to you right now? All these rhinos, all these sexual misconduct allegations, mostly on the left. I'm talking about rippling through the Democrats. Even Kirsten Gillibrand, whatever her name is, she's up here. Taking pictures with, she's got a picture with every lecherous leftist on the planet. Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, you name it. She thinks her career is in full gear now. Her career is torpedoed. She didn't even know she torpedoed her career. God's revealing. What about this FBI thing? How many of us thought we could trust our government? I did. I was one of these people who went, there are lots of elements. These Democrats are crooked, but we can at least trust the FBI. I remember the first time I saw Comey, I was like, man, they say he's fair. I bet he's fair. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I hope you're enjoying yourself. If you are, you need to tell somebody. Stop trying to keep us a secret. Just because we're number one in almost every country in Africa does not mean that we are going to rest on our laurels, and neither should you. You want to get the word out about who we are, what we do, who Kevin Jackson is. This team, this is an amazing team. We got Kirk Martin. Kirk is handles our radio and promotional stuff. He's a social media manager. We got Chris Allen. Chris does a lot of our meme work. He cuts audio clips, videos for us as well. Kirk does that too. We got John. I won't say John's last name because he's employed in other places. And, well, hey, they might not like the way the John's on the team. We've got Chris Horn, who handles our social media strategy, email, that kind of stuff. Melissa, who runs operations. It's a beautiful team. Miranda, you've seen her videos over at Tea Party Community. She's also one of the writers. We've got Tiffany. She's a writer, school teacher. Does a good job for us. And on and on. We got a lot of folks here. And we need more. If you want to be a part of this team, send us a note. KJRadio.com. We love hearing from you no matter what the circumstances. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Become part of the team. Evangelize, because this is a tough gig, trying to get people to understand who the conservatives represent, who we are. Messaging, that's what we do. Hey, here's some breaking news. It's not that new anymore, but happened, I don't know if it was the day before, but it was, we didn't get the news until yesterday before the show, but Omarosa Maginot Newman, you know her as Omarosa. She's gone from the Trump administration. They say she resigned. And that may be true. See, Omarosa was making $179,000, which, you know, a lot of just decent cheddar. It's not huge money, but it's certainly good money. So the question I asked was, how's the media going to handle this new development? Well, we see things like Trump brings back segregation into the White House. Oh, no. Ben Carson's still there. He's still got a black guy. Whew, that was close. Fires Omarosa. How about this one? Trump decides to publicly not care about black people. Fires Omarosa. I'm not sure what happened to Omarosa Maginot Newman. She was she got married. I met her fiance. I'll talk more about that in a second. But, yeah, she's gone from the Trump team. This is what Fox said. Apprentice star, White House official Omarosa Maginot Newman will leave the Trump administration next month, according to the White House. Omarosa Maginot Newman resigned yesterday to pursue other opportunities, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement. Her departure will not be effective until January 2018. We wish her the best in her future endeavors. and are grateful for her service. She joined the administration as the Director of Communications for the White House Office of Public Liaison. She reportedly has drawn scrutiny from the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, for her work in the office designed to garner outside support for the president's agenda. The former Apprentice contestant recently drew press attention after she brought her 39-person bridal party inside the White House this past spring for an extended photo shoot in the Rose Garden. It is unclear whether she had permission. She was reportedly banned from posting any of the photos online by White House officials, citing security and ethical concerns. Yep, she's gone. Omarosa, I'm going to give you some impressions I have of her, but they may not be right, wrong, whatever. They're just my impressions, so they can't be wrong, because my impressions are certainly my impressions. But I do know this. Friends of mine have said she's difficult to work with. Now, none of them have worked with her in the White House. None of the friends I'm talking about. They worked with her in the run-up to Donald Trump winning. And I will tell you this, and I know this as a fact. Many blacks who helped during that campaign felt slighted by Omarosa. She essentially used them for their expertise, but then abandoned them when it came time for Trumporations. You know what I'm talking about, Trumporations? Reparations, Trump style. As for her effectiveness at the White House, I don't know. It's up for challenge, right? Up for grabs. I personally don't see how she was very effective. Now, she did bring all those HBCUs into the White House, and they did the photo op. And that was a good thing, even though all of the buzz was around Kellyanne trying to get out of the way of the camera people and sitting on the couch with her shoes off. That has some people upset. But Donald Trump gave more money to the HBCUs, and Omarosa did a good job of, you know, addressing an issue. And one is supposed to be near and dear to the hearts of black folks, which is education. But like I said, they say she's difficult to work with. I don't see President Trump's relationship with the black community changing. Do you? I mean, are you guys? What's the gut feel? And that was supposedly Omarosa's main job, is to sort of be that liaison with the black community. He should be, Donald Trump should be going to the NAACP and speaking and saying, all right, guys, so look, everybody comes in here and talks about, oh, we're going to get the black vote. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take businesses, and I'm going to link you to the business community, and we're going to start redirecting the flow of black business into things that are not bail bondsmen's, chicken shacks, barbecue joints, and barbershops, okay? We're going to do more than that. The barbershop is not no longer going to be the only business, black-owned business in your neighborhood or the barbecue place. We're going to do something more. You guys want to get into high tech? Let's start gearing kids this way. We're going to start with education programs to do that. There's some very creative things that could be done. The business community, we're going to get you with mentors, and we're going to make sure your businesses thrive. For you guys that are not doing business on the up and up, we're going to get you in an incubator and show you how to do it on the up and up. And that's why I'm passing tax reform, so you no longer have to keep this stuff under the radar. You want to be a big baller? Trump gonna make you a big baller up in here. You know, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, I don't see what she did. And it's not a slam on her. I'm just saying I don't. Why is nobody charting the progress of blacks in all sectors, making sure the word gets out? One of the things that we've been talking about is the black unemployment rate went from 8% to 7.3%. Very low. It's the lowest in the Hispanic community, the Latino community. I'm saying they've had record employment. So, but whatever's happening, if these businesses are thriving and so on and so forth, I want to see this getting back out into the population. It's one thing to do something. Look, this is the age-old problem that people have. You know, you're working for a company, and you're like, man, I get in early. I wash all the dishes in the sink that everybody's left all day. I clean the microwave. I make fresh coffee for when everybody's in. And that's before I start my day. I'm there 30 minutes before everybody. I've got my reports ready. I'm Johnny on the spot. I'm making client calls the minute that phone is available, you know, that I think somebody's in the office. I log all my calls and I have this level of productivity. I do this and then I stay an hour after everybody's gone. I clean up again and I go, how many people know that? If you're coming in doing everything, how many people know you're doing it? None. If you stay late and clean up after everybody, how many people know? None. So what do you think they think about you? They think you're one of them. You come in at the regular time, you leave at the regular time. If they leave and they don't know you stayed, how do you... Okay, so then why are you mad at your company? You can't be mad at them because they can't read minds. They aren't, you know, fortune tellers. Oh, I was looking at my crystal ball last night. I saw you staying late. So it isn't about what people think Donald Trump is doing. It's about how much he's touted, how much it's put out there. Donald Trump is looking for people like Omarosa and others to be his wingman. Get out there and talk about his problem. Let me tell you what the problem is with people like Omarosa. I met her. I'll be honest with you. I was at Cleveland. I met her. She was there with her fiance. It was during the Republican convention. And in a free moment, I tried to sidebar with her because there was something I thought was important for then candidate Trump to do with black voters. And she politely rebuffed me. Oh, yeah. We'll just gotta do it later. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'll be honest with you. I felt she was intimidated. Intimidated by ideas from others. I knew then I would never approach her again. I'm not going to be that guy. Hey, Omarosa, look, we met in Cleveland. You may not remember. I'm not that dude. You know who I am. They knew of me. I don't know about before her, but, you know, certainly politically they knew more about me than her. If Omarosa didn't cut her teeth in politics, she cut her teeth on The Apprentice. And what made her the person that was going to be the best liaison in the black folks? Nothing. But she had her shot. Do something. I'm no big deal, but I know we have great ideas for outreach. But they aren't contacting me. I don't see them contacting some of the people I know for outreach. I know Alan West interviewed with them, and they didn't end up taking Alan, but he's a good person. Star Parker does amazing outreach in the black community. She's one of the sharpest people you'll ever meet on this stuff. And it's frustrating for me to see things continue as they have.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effect of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Senior, if you go back and look at the transcript of Sessions' confirmation hearing, three times he promises to recuse himself from anything related to Hillary Clinton. That suggests to me that the Department of Justice is looking very closely at all of the aspects of that crooked Uranium One deal. It was corrupt, it was racketeering, bribery, extortion, kickbacks, and so on. They're looking at that. that, and who covered it up by not telling Congress about it, which would have certainly killed the deal? Well, we know that Robert Mueller, Rod Rosenstein, and Andrew Weissman were involved in the Uranium One deal and knowing about the illegality of it and didn't tell Congress. And those three men are now presiding over the Trump-Russia case.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So what I want to play now is the clip of Jim Jordan from Ohio, Republican from Ohio, who is now quizzing Robinstein or whatever, the very guy that's involved in the Uranium One deal. And he's asking him a very simple question. Why won't you appoint a special prosecutor to look into whether or not the Trump administration, in conjunction with Hillary Clinton's campaign, orchestrated a hit job against Donald Trump? And as you ponder that, I want you to remember what Barack Obama said, and I'm going to play this clip, and it'll take us out almost to the end of the segment, but it's worth hearing the whole thing, get the dots connected. But before I do that, I want to play what Barack Obama said of Donald Trump and his chances of becoming president.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
And that seemed like a tongue-in-cheek little funny thing by Barack Obama. But when you put it in retrospect, or look in retrospect at everything that was done, and you start connecting the dots, Trump is pretty sure Hillary Clinton wasn't going to be president. Just like he was pretty sure he was going to get reelected president. So I want to play this Jim Jordan clip. He's interviewing Rosenstein, who's one of the people involved in the Uranium One deal. And just check out how Rosenstein sort of weasels out of why they don't want to put another special counsel to look into what he and Mueller and others have done.
The chairman from Ohio, Mr. Jordan, for 5 minutes.
Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants at the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? Really, when you sum it all up, it boils down to those fundamental questions. Did you pay the guy who wrote it? And did you use what he wrote, disproven, discredited dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign? Did you use it to go get warrants to spy on Americans? That's what it comes down to. And you're the guy who can answer those questions. And I was convinced, yesterday I was convinced that the answer to those questions was probably yes, but today I'm even more convinced the answer is yes based on the text messages we got to read early this morning. Mr. Rosenstein, you know Peter Strzok, you familiar with that name?
Yes, I'm familiar with the name. And,
former deputy head of counterintelligence at the FBI? Peter Strzok, that one?
I don't know his precise title, but yes, he had a significant role in...
Peter Strzok ran the Clinton campaign, interviewed Mills, Abedin, Clinton, changed the exoneration letter from gross negligence to extreme carelessness. Peter Strzok, who ran the Russian investigation, interviewed Mike Flynn. Peter Strzok, selected by Mr. Mueller to be on his team. That Peter Strzok, we learned, had all these text messages. We got to read some of them early this morning. Now, as my colleagues have pointed out, some of them are, you know, they show he didn't like Trump. He and Ms. Page are exchanging text messages back and forth, show they don't like the president. But that's nothing new. Everyone on Mueller's team, no one on Mueller's team likes Trump. We already knew that. But I want to focus on one in particular. One in particular. And this is a text message from Mr. Strzok to Ms. Page, recalling a conversation and a meeting that took place in Andrew McCabe's office, deputy director of the FBI, recalling a meeting earlier. And Mr. Strzok says this: I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. Then there's a break. Dash, it says that there's no way he gets elected. No way Trump gets elected. He says, I want to believe that. You said that in the meeting in Andrew McCabe's office. I want to believe that. But then he goes, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. Now, this goes to intent. He says, we can't take the risk. You know, the people of this great country might elect Donald Trump president. We can't take this risk. This is Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI. This is Peter Strzok, who I think had a hand in that dossier that was all dressed up and taken to the FISA court. He's saying we can't take the risk. We have to do something about it. Now, don't forget the timeline here either, Mr. Rosenstein. Peter Strzok, January 10th, he's the guy who changes the exoneration letter from gross negligence, criminal standard, to extreme carelessness. July 2nd, he's the guy who sets in on the Clinton interview. July 5th, 2016, that's when Comey has the press conference and says, we're not going to prosecute. Clinton's okay, we're not going to prosecute. And then August 2016, we have this text message. The same month that the Russian investigation is opened at the FBI, August 2016. And my guess is that's the same month that the application was taken to the FISA court to get the warrants to spy on Americans. Using this dossier that the Clinton campaign paid for, Democrats paid for, fake news, all dressed up, taken to the court. So I got really just a couple basic questions. Because it seems to me if the answer to any of these, of those two questions, if the answer is yes, if you guys paid Christopher Steele at the same time the Democrats and the Clinton campaign were paying, or if you took the dossier, dressed it all up, took it to the FISA court, and used that as the basis to get warrants, and now we have intent in this text message saying, that there's another text message my colleague referenced it earlier, where Mr. Strzok says, I can protect our country at many levels. Says it with all the humility he could muster. I can protect our country at many levels. This guy thought he was Super Agent James Bond at the FBI. This is obvious. I'm afraid we can't take that risk. We can't. There's no way we can let the American people make Donald Trump the next president. I got to protect our country. This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone. So it seems to me you got two things you can do. You're the guy in charge. You're the guy who picked Mueller. You're the guy who wrote the memo saying why he needed to fire Comey. You're the guy in charge. You could disband the Mueller special prosecutor, and you can do what we've all called for. Appoint a second special counsel to look into this, to look into Peter Strzok, Bruce Ohr, everything else we've learned in the last several weeks.
Yes, Congressman, and I can assure you that I consider it very important to make sure the thorough review is done, and our Inspector General is doing a thorough review. That's how we found those text messages as part of that review.
Let me. You've given that answer like 15 times. Let me ask you this. Are you concerned? I mean, this is what a lot of Americans are believing right now, and I certainly do, that the Comey FBI and the Obama Justice Department worked with one campaign to go after the other campaign. That's what everything points to. Think about what we've learned in the last several weeks. We first learned they paid for the dossier. Then we learned about Peter Strzok. And last week we learned about Bruce Ohr and his wife, Nellie. I mean, this is unbelievable. So what's it going to take to get a second special counsel to answer these questions and find out, was Peter Strzok really up to what I think he was?
I think it's important to understand, Congressman, we have an inspector general who has 500 employees and a $100 million budget. And this is what he does. He investigates allegations of misconduct involving department employees. That review that he is conducting is what turned up those text messages. It will also involve interviews of those persons and of other witnesses.
So we're looking forward to his report, and we've met with Mr. Horowitz, and we're anxiously awaiting that report. But that doesn't dismiss the fact that the country thinks we need a second special counsel. 20 members of this committee, the Judiciary Committee, with primary jurisdiction over the Justice Department, thinks we need a second special counsel. All kinds of senators think we need a special counsel. What fact pattern do you have to have? What kind of text message do you have to see before you say it's time for a second special counsel?
I want to assure you, Congressman, as I think the Attorney General explained, we take very seriously the concerns of 20 members of this committee or one member of this committee, but we have a responsibility to make an independent determination, and we will.
I don't know if you guys had heard that. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You wonder why we've lost so much faith in politics, our politicians, so much faith in the media. The media has such a wealth of stuff. If the media wanted to get us back, can you imagine if the New York Times said, we're going to go after these Democrats. We're going to find out everything that's going on. How many of us would – I get their thing every week. Kevin, sign up for $5 a month and you can get unlimited online, and I just delete it. They tell me, you have two more views online, and I delete it. But if they were to break into this, do you know what would happen to them? We would be reading the New York Times in droves. We would be watching CNN in droves. All they got to do is tell the truth, and they won't do it.
Be won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.